I'm talking right now with Amy Jolly, who is the program manager for the Eco to School program, a project of the Climate Protection Campaign. And coming up tonight, they have a Green Teen Gathering. Who's going to be there and what are they going to do?
Well, Green Teen was organized by students for students, and it's an opportunity for them to come together and talk about what they're doing on their campuses to make them more sustainable and to share ideas and strategies so that more students will be able to implement these programs at their schools.
What would be some examples?
Well, we have several youth presenters, and they're going to be talking about the Eco to School program, which is about transportation mode shift or encouraging students to walk and bike. We also have students talking about gardening, composting, reforestation projects, and more.
Now, this is going to be at Montgomery High School, but a number of other schools are participating.
Montgomery High School is hosting, but it's actually organized by our Youth Advisory Board, and that has students from Montgomery, Murillo Carrillo, Windsor, and Amelie. Last year, we had 9 different schools that came and participated in the event, and about 50 students. And this year, we're hoping to double that.
Do you have different programs, different clubs at each of those campuses?
Well, we work with different clubs and classes on different campuses. Some schools have environmental action classes. Some schools have leadership classes. Some schools we work with green or eco clubs. And we really cater our program to what school leaders are interested in and what their capacity is.
You're finding a lot of enthusiasm for this?
I am. I feel like we're at a point of decision, and young people in particular are at a point of decision. So this is really about the future they want to create. And the young people are passionate and intelligent and capable. The piece that they lack is experience. So that's the job of myself and the Eco to School program, to provide that bridge so that we can channel their energy into positive action.
You mentioned earlier that part of what you're doing involves transportation for students. What is this about?
The number one action that students can take is to change their transportation habits. Last year in the Eco to School Challenge, students were able to reduce their school's carbon footprint by 7.5% and save almost 9 tons of CO2 over the 1 or 2 week challenge. So imagine if we had all students doing this, being willing to walk or ride their bike once a week. One of our student leaders figured out that a student walking or riding his bicycle to high school can save approximately 100 pounds of CO2 in a year just doing it one day a week. And if a whole class does it, that could be 1.5 tons. And if a whole school does it, that could be up to 60 tons of CO2. And so imagine if it was all the high schools in Sonoma County. The impact just gets bigger and bigger. And part of what we're trying to communicate to students is that small individual actions, when taken as a group, those actions get bigger and have a larger impact.
A lot of consequences from harnessing teen energy. Amy, thanks very much for telling us about it. I hope you have a great turnout.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with me.